EB and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizz fans, show your grit and grind forth. Be there as Tyreek Evans, Chandler Parsons, and your Memphis Grizzlies battle the Miami Heat tonight, December 11th at 7 p.m. For great seats to this game or to pick up a six-game holiday pack, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet. To that sunny side of the street.
A lot of people tell me I sound a lot like Sinatra. I hear it.
And that happy,
is your step, Jack.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk
after this little
in shape.
Interjection is where I like when Dan comes in and takes it home with a harmonica. The audience likes it. Dan, if you would please, after this.
This rover.
Clever. The mic. Devilishly clever.
Crossed over.
Dan, you talked over the thing. You talked over the thing.
Sorry.
Stop it. We're off to a bad start, Dan.
Oh.
You know how important that is to people? He says, I said this rover. And then whatever that was. And what did you say? Our mics are on.
Yeah.
Don't you say?
Yeah.
Dan, apologize to people.
Sorry, everyone.
All right. The show's already ruined. Pick it up. Go ahead.
Check
this off the best of list. That's right. I'm a taskmaster. Where's the harmonica? I just said people love when you take it home with a harmonica.
I thought you were just...
People! You know what your problem is, Dan?
What?
You got on stage with a couple of former big-time rock stars, played the harmonica, and now you're too good for us.
I did.
Did I nail it? Did I hit the nail on the head?
Yes, you did.
You guys know what we're talking about? Tim, do you know what we're talking about?
No. Per usual.
He didn't come in bragging to you, right?
No. No, I didn't.
Go ahead. Dan, tell him over the weekend who you got on stage with. Two former members. I'm sorry. What rock group?
The Birds.
What?
Yeah. From the Birds.
Now,
how
did this happen?
Terry Rogers and Scott Nienhaus. I've known Scott Nienhaus since the late 80s. And what happened was,
he did what with the Birds?
They played guitar and sang and everything.
I think I know one. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Wasn't that the Birds?
Yeah, but they did several songs.
Give me another one.
Oh, shoot.
This guy's a friend of yours.
Did the people at the nursing home get up and dance when they played, or did they?
Oh, that's
sit in their
so
seat?
Mean.
Oh, that had
that
to hurt.
That is so
that
mean.
That had to hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
That is Tim. So mean.
Sorry.
They
sorry.
Did.
And now you say he's a friend of yours since the 80s. You can't name another Bird song. I hope he's not listening.
Well, he was in a band called...
He'll defriend
called,
you.
He was in a band called Acousticity for a long time. That's when I met him. Yeah. Back here in St. Louis. But Terry Rogers was also...
That was after the Birds, right?
No, that was before the Birds that he joined.
Now, wait a minute. The Birds were a 60s group.
Yeah, but they also went through 2010, 2011, because Scott joined them in the early 90s. Terry was...
He joined the Birds in the early 90s?
Yes.
Well, then he wasn't really with the Birds, like the Birds' Birds.
He was with the Birds' Birds. It was...
Hold on, I'm confused. You said he didn't join them till the 90s.
Yeah, till the early 90s, and Terry Rogers, who was his partner, was with the Birds in the 80s, all through the 80s.
Okay, and so neither one of these guys.
There was someone that died. They're not the original. They're not, they weren't with the original group, the Birds, when they started.
Well, that's very different.
But those guys live in the nursing home.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's saying...
There's a couple of them, a couple of the
Dave
original.
Dave Clark, but you weren't really with Dave Clark, because... You
know, no, but the a couple of the original Birds died. And that's who they took the place of. Mm-hmm. And they went and the Birds kept going with them. Yeah.
I see, that's very different.
Oh, no, but you... I'm telling you, if you heard them do a couple of the Bird songs, it was... unbelievable.
Now, how did this thing happen with you getting on stage to play harmonica?
Well, yesterday...
Did somebody recognize you in the crowd and go, hey, my God, I can't believe who's here. Oh, my God, dance crowd.
Scott listens to us every day. Scott Nienhaus listens every single day. So, and Scott knows that I play harmonica.
Well, who does? Dan, everybody knows.
Well, I know. So... He had asked me, and this was at a place called Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. It's kind of out by Eckerd's. The reason why I was there was actually a different function with Johnny Holzem of the Well Hungarians. And
listen to you throw the names of the band.
It's the John T. Holzem Foundation, which we're involved with, I'm involved with, and we do charity work, and we do the USO... show every year in September where we raise money for the USO.
USO.
No, no, it's USO. It's not USO, it's USO.
Thanks, Tim.
Eight miles high.
Let's go back to the question. How did he just stop playing and go, hey, everybody, look who's in the house, Dan Strauss. Stop playing harmonica. I mean, how did somebody yell out a request?
No, Scott came to me during a break, during their break, and asked if I wanted to come up and play harmonica. And there was somebody out celebrating a birthday, so they wanted to play off of that, too, to do a birthday.
What song did you do?
Yeah.
What song did you play?
We did a kind of a rocky, kind of a bluesy version of Happy Birthday.
Would you be so kind as to give us a little sample of what you did?
Because
a lot of us weren't able to be there.
Yeah, sure.
Without, of course, the rest of the band.
Yeah.
So the bluesy part obviously was the focus spotlight on you as a harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear a little bit. Limey, would you like to hear a little bit?
I'd love to hear some.
Tim, would you like to hear?
I'm on the edge of my sheet.
His seat.
No, I can't. I make one mistake a day. I didn't make it 17 minutes into the show.
On this show, one mistake. You make one mistake, we highlight it for a month.
Unbelievable.
We never let each other forget our mistake.
One little H, and I could get away with it.
As you would have heard it sort of, when was this, Friday night or
yesterday?
Saturday? When was it?
It was yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, They play there once a month or something. The place was packed.
Well, of course it was packed. Yeah. Word got out.
Yeah.
Word gets out. Strauss is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little bit of the bluesy birthday thing.
All right.
Yeah. I'm guessing after you did that, they didn't even want to hear the rest of the band. They were chanting, "Go home, birds!
Oh,
go home, birds!"
Right before I left the stage, I actually did a little Bob Dylan for everyone too.
Can we hear that?
I just said, "All right, once upon a time, I drank a little wine." Place went crazy.
Wish I'd have been there. Of course you did.
Yeah.
Way to go, man. Did they pay you?
No.
Did you pay?
No, they didn't pay.
It's called charity.
Was this event sponsored by the Make-A-Wish Foundation? No.
Somebody's last wish, get him off the stage. My last request before I die.
Oh, man. Well, and Scott said, I'm doing this as much for me as I am for everyone else, because he loves my harmonica playing.
Who doesn't? Again, yeah. Who doesn't?
And Scott and Terry are also involved with a Crosby, Stills, Nash tribute band, and they play at the Family Arena throughout the year.
I think it's enough plugs for them.
Yeah,
you need to concentrate on plugging the Seventh Saturns, because that's your band.
The Seventh Planet Band, yeah.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
See, I keep a file folder on it. Mm-hmm. Just, it's labeled harmonica, and it's just all emails. You hear that?
Yeah.
632 emails so far.
Whoa.
Not one negative.
Wow.
Not one. That guy can't play. I'm sick of it. Not one. So when you said the place went crazy, of course it did.
Yeah.
I've seen the response to your harmonica.
Oh, play. Yeah.
Let me officially welcome everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 11th day of December, another sleepy dust. No, wait, that was another thing. Sorry, that was another thing, and another day, and another time.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have you with us as we get closer and closer, screaming toward Christmas, a holiday that you either can't stand or you're crazy about. I don't really think there's any in between. I know people who just cannot stand Christmas, and then other people, they get into it 2 months out. They start the decorating, and they're all organized, and they know who little gift goes to whom. They're wrapping paper and the cards. I don't think we've sent Christmas cards. I'm not kidding. For 20 years around the room, Limey, do you do Christmas cards?
I do not know.
Tim,
I bought one.
Okay, then you don't actually.
Did you send it out to someone
today? Yeah, no. I did. I bought one.
Yeah. But so that doesn't really count. So we'll say no. Okay. Dan, Christmas cards?
No.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And there are people who... And then do you feel bad when you get Christmas cards from somebody? And you realize you've gotten them for the last 20 years and you've never sent them one? I don't.
Religiously, I don't. They will send them. And there are people that go every year and have their family picture taken and then they put them on a Christmas card.
Oh. Can I address all of you people who think other people care about how cute your family is? Let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you folks the truth, something nobody else will tell you. Nobody gives two hoots about your dog, your kids all dressed up, the picture you had taken. Nobody cares. And here's the one thing that really nobody cares about, and you can stop doing this, and you could have years ago, because there's a thing called Facebook if you want to do this. These ridiculous letters. We talk about this every year. Well, it was an interesting year this past year for the Johnsons. You know, Caroline finally graduated. It looks like she'll be going off to Chicago to school. Nobody cares. No, you know who cares? You. You and your immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else.
See, now, Frank,
nobody.
I'll say one thing, though. There are some people who send out cards like that, and they like to tell all the dirt on their family. And that's what makes those cards interesting, right? Like,
well,
you know, you got that aunt that says, well, Stacy had a good time at college until she had to go to rehab for 7 months, and then she got pregnant and doesn't know who the dad is. And sometimes you get the good dirt on your family with those cards.
Yeah.
Well, there's two kinds of those. They're not really cards. They're letters, and there's two kinds of them. One, the kind where, and it's no different than Facebook, where you can tell they want people to be jealous of them. Well, this was a big year for us. We finally got the new Cadillac that Dad had wanted. We got it in March, and oh, is he happy? And well, here's a picture of him next to it. That kind where, oh, and we all went to Disney World, our whole blah blah blah. Then there's the kind, well, for those of you who didn't know, Jack's back in rehab again. Jim and I, we were going to get divorced. We reconciled, went to counseling. So there's that please feel sorry for us letter. Like, here's all the bad crap that happened. So it's usually one or the other, but nobody wants to read either one. They just don't, okay? That's why I don't understand Facebook. Because Facebook's kind of the same way, from what I can tell. It's either, oh, look what we have, and look what we did that you didn't do, and we're better than you, and aren't we lucky? Or it's the, I can't believe it. Now I've got to have a root canal and feel sorry for us. So
there
most people don't want to do either one.
A lot of people, I think, are kind of getting away from that now, and a lot of people will put videos up of stuff, and they try to be, now people are trying to be more entertaining.
That's okay.
But every once in a while you get that, anybody else have a problem sleeping last night? I was up at 3:15 a.m.
Boring.
Yeah, thank you. I've looked at somebody's Facebook page five times ever in my life that I've even looked at a page, and it was when I was on somebody else's computer, and they had friended somebody, and they go, oh, look at that. So this was one where the woman actually said, I'm the luckiest woman in the world. I have a wonderful husband and great kids and just a terrific life. I don't want to know that. I don't want to read it. I just don't, because no matter how you slice it, it reeks of you trying to make out like, I've got something you don't. I've got something you don't. My life's better than yours. I just don't like it. The entertaining thing is one thing, but then that gets old too, because, oh, look at the cute little trick our 4-year-old learned. Every 4-year-old can do that, whatever that kid did. Your kid's not special. It's just not. My grandson is not special. He's special to me, and I've put a couple of videos up on our Facebook page, and I realize that for the most part, he's not the only kid that ever caught a crappie. I know that, but at least I know that. Honest to goodness, I think some people, they really do believe that nobody's ever seen a kid do what they're going to post up there. So, if you do cards, good for you. I don't feel bad that I haven't sent any for a long time, because the truth is, it's kind of, in a way, ridiculous. You know, you don't care enough about this person to have any communication with them for a year, yet you knock out a quick card, especially those pre-printed ones. It's that time of year again. The best of holiday wishes to you and yours from us and ours. And it's a printed name of the family, the Thompsons.
Oh, yeah.
How impersonal is this?
We have breaking news. Breaking news, Frank. Shares of Facebook have just plummeted after the scathing review of Facebook by Frank O'Pinion. Shares have gone from $82 down to 93 cents after the last 10 minutes scathing review of Facebook by Frank O'Pinion. More on the story at the top of the hour.
Let me tell you, there are a lot of people who have caused a lot of other people to no longer like them because of Facebook.
It's caused divorces. I know people, it's caused divorces.
Oh, sure it has. That doesn't surprise me. And you're a private investigator. Well, you'd know that.
I have a family member who, a male family member, and he listens to this show, so I'm not going to call him out, but his wife, when they got married, told him that the rule was, if you've seen anybody on your Facebook page that's a Facebook friend of yours, if you've seen them naked ever at any time in your life, you're not allowed to be friends with them anymore.
Oh.
I'm like, well, he's seen me naked. You know, I mean, we showered at the locker room one time. What is that? You know, but, you know, that was actually a rule that stuck and stays to this day. And that's kind of I thought that was kind of a weird but effective way of eliminating that.
Well, yeah, how would she know if he saw any kind of girl
that's
naked,
a good point.
Right, if he didn't
that's
tell her.
Good, well, exactly. And then now he has only male Facebook friends, because I think he saw all of his female friends.
Oh, oh, good for him.
Yeah. He used to have 430 female friends. Now he's got two, his mom and his sister.
Hey, Dan, you got to let me remember. I'll make a note to remember it. And Dan knows this story. We used to work at a station, and the program director told us a true story. I will never – it's one of the greatest stories that I have ever heard, and it's 100% true. If you knew him, you'd know it was true. And Dan, it was John King, and do you remember the contest he was in with the women at work to see who could see the most breasts of the women they worked with? Do you remember that
story? Oh.
I'm gonna tell it now. I'm gonna tell it now because it was a Christmas party where this happened. Tim and Limey, you will love the story. You'd have to know the guy who was our program director at another station where he worked. He and another guy had a contest, and it was a contest to see which one could see more breasts of the women who work there. Now, in this day of everybody being claiming sexual harassment, this guy, in today's world, he'd be in prison today. But they had a little scorecard, and what they do is they would explain to the woman at work, Tim and I are having a contest, and it's to see who can see the most boobs. If you'll show me your boobs and then sign. You have to sign a document, yes, on December 11th, I showed Tim my breast, or I showed Frank my breast, and they have to verify it. And the first one that reached like six women at work, the other one had to pay him like $300. This is such a great story. All right, so the guy who was our program director, he's one set of breasts away from winner. It was something like whoever gets to four women first. So it's their station Christmas party, and they're holding it in a like a restaurant. They had made reservations, and they took a section or banquet room. Oh, this is such a great story. Hey, so the woman that he and what the women don't know is each woman is assigned points. Like her boobs are worth 6 points, but her little lemons are only worth 3. So that's how you accumulate more points, by getting a better set of boobs. So the one woman at work who had an incredible set of boobs, he sees her go in the women's room at the restaurant. He follows her in there, and there's nobody else. And once he realizes there's nobody else, and she's been drinking, it's a Christmas party, and he goes up to her and he goes, look, explains it to her, and he shows her his scorecard. He said, if you will show me your breasts, puts me over the top. And I went, and she says, no. He said, and he starts begging her. He says, please, I'm not going to touch you. Just open your blouse and unhook your bra. I have to see the actual bare breast. And he goes on, and then finally she just says, oh, what the hell? And she takes off her, opens her blouse, reaches back, takes her bra, unhooks it, and lifts it up. And just as she does it, his wife walks in.
Oh, no.
So imagine wife walks in the women's room, and there you are, facing a woman who's got her bra, holding it up, showing you her boobs. And I said, I'm guessing that's why you're divorced. He said, oh, that pushed it right over the top.
Oh,
he said,
no.
We were having trouble anyway. He said, but when she walked in and saw that, and he said, and try explaining that to your wife. But it's not what it looks like.
There's a contest.
Yes, that just makes it worse.
I would have told her that. Honey, there's $300 on the line here, okay? Just be quiet. $100's coming to you in 5 minutes, okay? This is for $300.
No, you better say, I was going to give the all $300. It's supposed to be a surprise. Oh, my goodness, that's the funniest. I can just see that happening, and I can see the look on his face when the door opens, and there is his wife, and here's the other. Oh, my goodness, that's a great story. So, the good old days of office Christmas parties, when you could do stuff and not have to worry about anybody filing a sexual harassment.
We couldn't do that contest at this station because there's only like two women that work here. So like once you got to four, it's like done. It's like, well, okay, what's tomorrow?
Well, a couple of the guys, you could see their boobs.
You know what, though? You know what? We need... Tim's right. We need more women here. There's a shortage of women.
After this show, none of them want to work here.
We have, or they do. We have Katie and Melissa. Seriously, we got to go to work on this. We need at least two or three more women working here. So call and apply for a job. We don't even know what the job is yet.
All lines are open.
Yeah, we need to find out what the job is first. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the Burke segment because I know a couple of people have something. I may have done Dan's for him almost with the Birds harmonica playing deal. Let me do a little business. We take a break. We come back. We'll do the Burke segment. The first bit of business is for First Community Credit Union. How'd the yard sale go Saturday? I wasn't able to listen.
Oh, it went pretty well, actually.
Getting better every week. Every week it's getting better. Co-host Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. I mention it because of the sponsor, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is the only sponsor, the exclusive sponsor, which means not a lot of interruptions, not a lot of commercials, 4 short breaks an hour, and the rest of the time is all yours, you folks who need to sell something. Yard sale is 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and it's starting to do really, really, really well. And I think what can only help it is our new phone number, which I will give you now, and you may need it later in the show. It's 314. That's real easy. 314. That's the longest, oldest area code in St. Louis ever. And then it's just 821-0590. See, we are 590, the fans. So 821-0590. So thanks to everybody who's caught on to where the original real yard sale is, and then thanks to everybody who has become a member of First Community Credit Union. And for those of you who haven't, if you're waiting for some good reason, I think I have it. Something to push you into doing something you were thinking about doing anyway, and here's what it is. If you move your car loan, and by the way, the clock's ticking on this thing, only like 3 more weeks. If you move your car loan from wherever it is, if it's somewhere other than First Community, they will put $100 in your First Community Credit Union account. You don't have an account, they open an account, $200 in. I mean $100 in it, just like that. $100. No strings, no long paragraph of some sort of a disclaimer. It's that simple. The other thing that could possibly happen and has for many people is you find out their car loan rate is lower than the rate you were paying, so your car payment is lower. Ta-da! Lower car payment, possibly, and for sure, $100 in your account. That's it. And every time they do this, they do it a couple times a year. It ends the end of December. They get a lot of new customers. It has worked well, as has pretty much everything they've done at First Community Credit Union. It is a great place to bank. You do all your banking there, business banking, personal banking, whatever it is you do with your bank, we think you can do it better at First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Additional crews responding to a crash southbound 55 at Route A, right lane and on-ramp partially blocked. Starting to back up eastbound 64 at the Poplar and a multi-vehicle accident Riverview at Adrian. They've invented boneless 2 days, a celebration every Tuesday where you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. See participating locations for details. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde.
Looking for a new
lied about his height.
How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what's the best time to refinance? And my answer is always the same, the end of the year. Mortgage interest rates are still hovering around their all-time lows and home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to refinance, drop your rate, save a couple $100 a month, and maybe even pull out some cash to pay off all that high interest rate debt. The end of the year is the perfect time to do a refinance and you can apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Come, they told me, our newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring.
All right, now, I think there are certain songs some people shouldn't do. This might be an example.
Yes.
I like Johnny Cash, but really?
No.
Johnny, little drummer boy, that doesn't work. Even Dan says it doesn't work, and he's a singer. Musician, harmonica player, bass player. Didn't work. Sorry, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Maybe another Christmas song. Quick message here, and then we're going to get to the Burke segment, because I know Limey has something. Maybe Tim, and maybe Dan, in addition to how much bigger story can you have than playing on stage with a couple of the Birds? My goodness. I was in Costco and Sam's, both, over this past weekend, because as you get closer to Christmas, we don't have a lot of people over, but my sons are coming in, my daughter-in-law, my grandson, my daughter's boyfriend, my other son's girlfriend. So, yeah, a dozen, 15 people. So you go to Sam's and Costco, and you buy great big jars of stuff. And they had a giant display of security cameras. In fact, they had about three different displays. One was four security cameras. One was eight cameras. And the price was, if the cameras are decent, it was okay, like $800 or something, $900. It said everything you need is included. And then it said the words, easy installation. These are wired cameras that have to be put in properly. Easy installation? No. Maybe if you're Taylor Nickerson. Maybe if you're our tech guy. Maybe if you are Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. And here's another thing I want to mention to you folks. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras regularly gets calls from people who bought these kind of cameras. It happens to them on a regular basis. They get a call, somebody says, yeah, I bought these cameras at Costco. I just can't. Can you guys come out here and fix this and make it work? Now, I don't know the answer to that. Each situation is different. But what they aren't going to be responsible for is the quality of and the outcome, because they didn't put the they're not cameras selected by Gateway Lock and Security. They're some other kind of camera. So I don't know that they do that. They probably will do the best they can if you understand that the cameras were already chosen by you. I don't know what they charge to do that. If I were them, I'd charge quite a bit of money to teach you a lesson, that you should have called us first. You should have let us do it right from the beginning, because it makes their job tough if they try to go in and make something out of something that isn't ideal. So here's the way it ought to be done. You call Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, and you let them, from the beginning, come out, give you an estimate, help you decide where you need the cameras. I think sometimes people put cameras in unnecessary places. They're double covered, in a sense. If you hire experts who know where to put the cameras, you might be able to get by with one or two fewer cameras than you thought. Or you may need more than you thought you'd need, because there are blind spots you didn't catch, and they will. The whole point of security cameras, well, there are two points. One is to catch people, and I mean catch them in ultra-high definition with the clarity that only those cameras can bring. Catch them even in the dark, pitch-black darkness, with night vision cameras that will capture an image clearly up to 50 feet away in total darkness. The other purpose, the other great thing about cameras is not to catch the bad guy, because there will be no bad guy. It's the deterrent factor. I don't know of a greater deterrent than cameras. I guess somebody coming to the door with a shotgun and pointing it at you would be a deterrent, but the camera is a great deterrent. Not going to get you in trouble. You don't have to shoot anybody or threaten anybody. They just look up and they see cameras from gateway lock and security cameras and they're gone. They're out of the way. You still have their picture though, just in case they decide to rethink it and come back. They've already been captured on those cameras. And then just another reminder that they're doing a lot of proximity cards and keyless entry systems for businesses and for homes. This is a terrific company. And they do what they do well. I don't have the name. I should have saved. I just got a wonderful email from a listener who had several cameras put in, and it was a complicated job, I guess because of the layout or the structure of the building or whatever. But the email just said they were blown away with how Gateway Lock and Security Cameras was able to get around all the little issues and end up with a perfect job. That's what they do. So if you're building a house, business, from the beginning, tell the builder, I want Gateway Lock and Security Cameras to handle the security cameras or to handle the proximity cards or the keyless entry. You will be really glad, like a lot of things, you'll be glad you did it right. Or rather, you had people who knew what they were doing do it right. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Does anybody have anything to say? Dan, did you have anything more than the birds?
No, I'm good.
Limey, I know you have something.
I do have something to say, Frank. And this is something I stumbled across on a Facebook this morning. It was on a news site. And apparently a new restaurant has opened up in the Central West End, and they sell burgers and milkshakes, right?
The Shake Shack.
Kind of fun. Yeah. Yeah, family friendly, right? I'm looking forward
Shake
to going
Shack
down.
Shake Shack or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shake Shack.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently there are protesters out there. I don't know if they're still out there today, but they were protesting the ethical treatment of animals because, you know, everybody's got to do something on a Monday. And one of the protests that really just kind of like stuck out to me, and I really don't know what he's trying to say, is he's holding this sign, and I just sent a picture of it so you can check it out on your phone. It says, one burger equals 660 gallons of water, and then in brackets underneath that, it says, 2 months of showering. Now,
all right, now hang on, I'm looking at it. Right. You did text me. One burger equals 660 gallons of water. 2 months. Of, what does that even mean?
Exactly. Thank you, Frank, for asking that question, because Tim looked at this earlier and his face as well just kind of, it was more of just a confused face. So my Burke segment, what I would like to take from this is to people of my generation, because let's face it, the dude standing out there in a stupid hat, protesting a burger joint.
No, that really is. That's the dumbest hat I've ever seen.
That is a dumb hat. So let's face it, he's probably a millennial. Millennial or younger. So if you're going to protest my generation, just, you know, be a little bit clearer with your message, because I have no idea where this guy is trying to go with this, what he's trying to support or anything. One burger equals 660 gallons of water, and that is 2 months of showers.
And why?
You think that's what they calculate that the cow would drink? I'm serious. And then before it's slaughtered?
Maybe. I mean, I thought that's where they were going from it, but like, you know, if that was just the one point, then, I mean, how do they? I don't really understand the math.
No, it doesn't
or the
make
message.
That's the dumbest sign I've ever seen.
And,
that
why?
Is, and why this place? Why not every burger place?
Yeah,
why?
I know.
Thank you. This guy and his friend is obviously just out there trying to, I don't know, just do something with their lives or whatever. But that was it. And so this is for him.
You dumbass.
There we go. Because I don't get it.
I don't want to mention the place again because they don't advertise.
No.
But when I see stuff like that, it actually makes me want to give the place business.
Right.
I want it to have the opposite effect. No, I do.
National Geographic says that a 1/3-pound burger requires 660 gallons of water for processing it from cow to plate.
Wow.
From cow in the field.
So what?
To Limey's, from cow in the field to Limey's belly.
Okay.
It takes 660 gallons of water to process the meat to get it there. That's
all right, how much water does it take? How much water does it take to grow vegetables? I think a little water.
Yeah.
Instead of eating vegetables, you could have showers. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. That's just flat out stupid.
Right.
So,
anything else? Was that it?
No, that was it. That was just me saying to my generation, please just be more considerate when you protest. You know, be a little more clearer.
Or whatever that drop is from the movie, have a point.
Oh yeah, that was from Steve. That's Steve Martin talking to John Candy.
Yeah.
If you have a story.
Have a point. Yeah. Wasn't that Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Way to go, Limey. By the way, Limey, I got an email this morning from a guy who can't stand you. He can't stand you and he can't stand Tim. And I wrote him back and I said, well, here's what's interesting. I said...
We can't stand him either.
No, I said when the other guy who used to run the control board, when he started... people couldn't stand him for about 6 months.
Oh, you're right.
They didn't like him at all.
Yeah.
And I guess I just sort of concluded my quick response to the guy with, one, your email is contradictory to most of the emails I get. People are coming around with Tim. Most people like Limey. And I said, the other thing is, every situation that I can remember where I changed stations or changed formats, or certainly changed the players in the room with me, lots of people did not like the other people in the room, and they eventually came to really like them. It's called change, and you have to give it time. You can't make a judgment. We've been on 2 months, for goodness sakes. It takes a good 6 months for people to just find their place, to fit in. And I don't want to take all the time to do it, but I could give you examples of
me.
who was on the air with me at one station, and then who was on the air with me at the next station, how I lost most of the key players, but gained new key players, and then when I moved again, lost those key players and gained new ones, and each time, what the hell? Where's so-and-so? Relax. Trust me on this. I've been doing this for 35 years in this form. It'll be just fine. It'll work. I used to get hate mail about Reggie. I remember an email from a guy going,
I remember
what do you have that N-word on the air for?
Yeah.
And he called him the N-word. What do you have that N-word on the air for? People loved Reggie. The general manager of the radio station before this one, years and years ago, when we had Bernice on, the single most beloved person ever to be on our show, outside of the people in the studio, the most loved, he said to me in the hall, why do you have that old woman on? And I said, because she's real. And he said, it makes us sound like we're a station that's programming to country hicks. I said, no, it makes it sound like all kinds of people listen to this show. He says, well, I don't think she should be on again. And I said, well, I don't do the show for you. And I thought, this is where I get fired. But I wasn't, and I didn't do the show for him, and people love Bernice. He would have made a terrible mistake pulling her off the air, and I would have made a terrible mistake letting him or listening to him. So it's all things considered, in 2 months, everything's headed in the right direction. So I guess we can close. Tim, did you have anything to Berkshire?
I do have a quick one, Frank.
All right, go.
So in researching the news today, I see on one of the TV station's news websites that they had a survey question of the day that they ask you to answer before you can kind of navigate the rest of the site. And usually it's something boring or mundane. But today, on the Fox 2 Now website in town, they asked the simple question, would you date a robot? And
what a stupid question.
So I put an in order from 10 to 1, a quick criteria of the 10 questions I would have to know before I could really answer the question of would I date a robot. So from 10 to 1, I'll give them to you real quick. Number 1, is the robot hot?
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, does the robot require, number 9, I should say, does the robot require health insurance? Number 8, does the robot cook? Number 7, can I lease the robot, or do I have to buy the robot, or how does that exactly work, you know? Number 6, can I lease more than one, or buy more than one at a time?
Nice.
Number 5, does it like sports? Number 4, will it gain weight? Number 3, does its mother ever come over?
Oh boy.
Number 2, is it on birth control? And the number 1 question I need to know before whether I date a robot or not, is she AM in the PM?
Oh, well done, sir.
All those answers before I can date a robot.
Would you date a robot?
This gets into a whole sick category.
Wow.
But they make these dolls.
No, yeah.
Really?
Skin is like real flesh. They're $6,000-$8,000, and there are guys who take these I don't know what to call them, dummies, these women with them in the car. They have dinner with them. No, I saw, I'm not kidding, a documentary on HBO, and this they interviewed this guy. She's sitting at the table at night at dinner with him. He talks to her. There's a word for that. Crazy. That's crazy. and he had another one he had bought is to be her sister or something, like a sister-in-law. Oh, no. And up to 10 grand apiece. And their flesh, and they have parts, body parts, so, you know,
yeah.
They do weird... Dan!
T-Nex got the website up here next to me, Frank. He's showing me all the different models. He might have a comment on that in the 4 o'clock hour.
New kind
and
of
for those
tech.
Who don't know who T-Nick is, that's the cool, hip name for Taylor Nickerson.
Right.
Who... We'll be up next hour after the news. We'll talk a little tech talk here. Now, speaking of that Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, I made one of my rare contributions, a posting of an app that I found, a juvenile delinquent, sick, sophomoric app. I think you'll really enjoy it. facebook.com/AM and the PM. I put it up there this morning.
Did you, the one that I downloaded? The one that you talked about?
No, I did a new one. I did a special one just for the Facebook page.
Oh.
It's the same product.
Oh, okay.
It's the same app, but I did one just for the Facebook
page. I love this thing. It's is so app. Fun.
And folks, you'll see what we're talking about when you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. All right, Window World. Window World has been part of the show for... 14 years. This is one of those advertisers I turned down. When they approached me, I said, "Nah, I don't think so." And I was wrong. I made a mistake doing that, and I realized it later. But I was basing it on the price and the total cost of installation, and I thought this can't be legit. They have to be scamming people. There's got to be something that I don't know here. And it was one of the few missteps in my career where I misjudged Window World, and to their credit, they came back and said, "Look, give us another look. Come out to the office," and I did. And they had one of their windows there, and this is when I was a fat guy. I was heavier, and they put the window down. They said, "Jump on it. Stand on it. Jump on it." I did. I couldn't break it. And they showed me a couple other things, and I thought, "Wow, this really is a great product, and you really do get your money's worth here." So I said, "I owe you an apology. I'd be happy to speak for you." I've been doing it for, well, ever since, however many years that is, 12, 14, whatever it is. They also sponsor most of the segments on the show, like Taylor coming up, and Dan Buffa, and Dr. Doug, and Bill Cleveland. Good company, good charitable company, given about $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital, and of course a great product. It must be, it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Everyone knows that right now is the perfect time to be refinancing your mortgage. Here's why you choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We can get you cash out to pay off those credit cards. Buying a home, we get you pre-approved the same day. We have the best customer service in the business, and the best part, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
This is Tim McKernan, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone. From the 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios, I'm Tim Woodburn. It is straight up 4 o'clock under clear skies. It's 50.